Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today in the showcase, a musical theme, Brothers. Yeah, we're keeping it in the family with male siblings. And of course, we have the countdown. And today, we're going back to this weekend in January in 1938. So that's what's lined up, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today, Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown, your hit parade from this weekend in 1938. And song number 10 is Whistle While You Work, from the animated motion picture Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And it's sung here by the voice of Snow White, Adriana Caselotti.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune. It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace. And as you sweep the room, imagine that the groom is someone that you love, and soon you'll find you're dancing to the tune.
Oh, no. Put them in the tub.
When hearts are high, the time will shine, so whistle while you work.
Whistle While You Work. That was Adriana Caselotti with the Disney Studio Orchestra, a song from the film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And providing the bird sounds for the record and the movie was Marion Darlington. Disney liked her so much, they called her back to do the bird calls in Pinocchio, Bambi, and Cinderella. Whistle While You Work at number 10 on your hit parade this weekend in 1938. Well, here in our world 87 years ago, the President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt, the Vice President John Garner, and the population just under 130 million. And about 6 months ago, the economy faltered after 4 years of comeback. Some are calling it a recession, some are calling it depression number two. And as of the start of this year, 7.8 million Americans are jobless. That's about 19% of the workforce. and 36 million people are now on Social Security. So far, the president hasn't come up with any initiatives dealing with the downturn, but he has decided what not to do about it, which is similar to what Herbert Hoover decided 8 years ago. He made a statement against reducing wages, and that's made businessmen mutter that it was strange that they should be asked to assume the burden of high wages in a depression after the undistributed profits tax had been imposed to keep them from collecting surpluses. While many in the marketplace struggled during the depression, the entertainment industry boomed. That included the record companies and musicians. The Ship Fields Orchestra keeps turning out hits. Here's their latest, Mama That Moon Is Here Again. The Shep Fields Orchestra with vocals by Bob Gaudet, Mama That Moon Is Here Again, a song from the film The Big Broadcast of 1938, which also featured Thanks for the Memory. That was on the A side of this record, and that would soon be a number one for Fields and his rippling rhythm orchestra, the first of two this year, and this year being 1938. And back on January 19th, General Motors begins mass production of diesel engines. They've also introduced an automatic transmission for automobiles under the name Hydromatic. That's optional for this year's olds. They've been using similar transmissions on London buses for about 12 years. In the fashion world, Levi Strauss modifies its blue jeans, covering hip pocket rivets with thread after complaints by school teachers that those rivets are scratching up desk seats. Fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli has introduced the Tear Illusion dress. She got help from surrealist painter Salvador Dali. And home freezers are growing in popularity in the U.S. as frozen food sales increase. But still, only a few Americans have anything more advanced than an icebox, so Icemen continue with their regular deliveries. And delivering regular hits to the music charts here in 1938, Benny Goodman, with Martha Tilton at the microphone, You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart.
was like a bolt from the blue. You took the words right out of my heart when you said I love you. When you said I love you, wasn't room enough for the two. You took the words right out of my heart and left only room for you.
Fresh off their successful Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert just a few weeks ago, there's the Benny Goodman Orchestra. At number 8 on your hit parade this week with You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart. Martha Tilton handled the vocals of another song from the motion picture The Big Broadcast of 1938.
Meanwhile, we'd like to call to your attention again the fact that the word Vaseline is the registered trademark of the Cheesebrough Manufacturing Company. It was coined by the founder of the company, Robert A. Cheesebrough, more than half a century ago. Since that time, practically the whole civilized world has become a user of Vaseline petroleum jelly. This standard first aid product has many uses: for skin abrasions and bumps and bruises, for minor cuts and wounds and burns and scalds, and for chapped skin and head colds. And remember, no matter how you use it, you can rely on it, because it is made by an exacting standard, sterilized in the process of manufacture, and packed in sterilized containers. So when you buy, be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline on the package. If you don't see it, you are not getting the genuine article.
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer, for that important message about Vaseline. Well, here's a bonus hit from this week in 38. Jazz fans have gobbled up this one. It's trumpeter Bunny Berrigan. I Can't Get Started.
Revolutions in Spain. and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, cause I can't get started with you.
Out of Hilbert, Wisconsin, 29-year-old Roland Bernard Bunny Berrigan. I Can't Get Started, written by Ira Gershwin and Vernon Duke. A tune that Berrigan chose as his theme song when the star trumpeter with Goodman and Dorsey started his own band last year. And a recording that would become a classic as Bunny showed off his range and mastery of expression. And there was also him on the vocal chorus. I Can't Get Started, one of the hits of early 1938. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're saluting the brothers in music. And we start with the Shenandoah, Pennsylvania natives, the Dorseys, Jimmy and Tommy. They formed the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1929. And here they are from 34 with Millenburg Joys.
Ha ha ha.
Millenburg Joys from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Jimmy playing alto sax, Tommy on trombone, and the trumpet solo by George Thau. One of the vocalists for the Dorsey Brothers was Bob Eberle. He stayed with Jimmy when the brothers broke up and was one of the most popular male singers of the big band era. Well, here's Bob as a soloist in 1948.
When I write my song, I'll write about a heart that loves you, and I'll tell about your magic spell, the wonder of you. I'll write about your kisses, they taught me what sweet bliss is. Moonbeams and lovely daydreams will weave a wondrous melody divine. When I write my song, the world will know of your devotion. And each word will be a burning flame of deep emotion. I'll tell a glowing story of love in all its glory. About you when I write my song.
Bob Eberle in his early 30s, accompanied by Eddie Haywood's orchestra, When I Write My Song. Now, the Eberle family spelled their name ending with an E. Bob changed the spelling to a Y for his stage name. Now, Glenn Miller was a member of the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and when he left to start his own band, he asked Bob if there was another singing Eberle from upstate New York, and he said there was, his younger brother Ray. Well, Glenn hired him on the spot, and Ray became a star along with the Miller Band on hits like this one, Fools Rush In.
To you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, If there's a chance for me, then I don't care who's rushing where wise men never go. But wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
That's Ray Eberle with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Fools Rush In. We're saluting the brothers of music today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we've gone back to late January 1938. Well, let's scan the radio dial now and see what was coming over the airwaves here 87 years ago. Well, the hottest new program is the NBC Symphony Orchestra, now being conducted by Arturo Toscanini. He led the group for the first time back on Christmas Day, starting a 17-year tenure with the orchestra, and his broadcasts have become Manhattan's musical rage. 1,400 of the musical and broadcasting elite have elbowed their way into the NBC auditorium for the privilege of hearing symphonic music under the worst possible acoustical conditions. And for outsiders, the snob value has raised ticket scalpers' prices to $25 a pair. That's almost $400 today. To the ratings, the top daytime serial, The Story of Mary Marlin, followed by Vic and Sade and the O'Neills. Popular for the little ones, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Then we stay tuned for Little Orphan Annie. There's also Dick Tracy and Tom Mix's Ralston Straight Shooters. And in prime time, there's Gangbusters, Phil Baker and that Good Golf Program. Tuesdays on CBS, we don't miss Big Town and Al Pierce and his gang. Then the all-stars at the top of the ratings, Fred Allen, Rudy Valley, Major Bowes, Eddie Cantor, Al Jolson, the Lux Radio Theater, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, and number one, the Chase and Sanborn Hour, featuring Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. The top program embroiled in controversy back on December 12th, when Mae West made an appearance and took part in a skit about Adam and Eve.
Listen, Adam, I've got to get a chance to expand my personality.
Well, go on, expand.
I will, out there.
Out there? You mean outside the gates of the Garden of Eden?
Now you're talking.
Oh, but who knows what's out there?
I'd find out.
Oh, no, no, we can't go. We've still got a lease on this place.
You mean... You mean to tell me a lease is the thing that's holding me back from developing my personality?
Well, a lease is a lease. Anyway, we've got a nice place here. Temperature perfect, sun always shining, nothing but a heavy dew once in a while.
What are you, the Chamber of Commerce?
What appeared to be a rather tame comedy sketch, or at least by today's standards, resulted in West being banned from NBC. The network got a lot of letters calling the show immoral and obscene. Women's clubs and Catholic groups complained to the Chase and Sanborn Company. Many felt that these groups had been planning an organized protest against West for some time. And this past week, she made her first statement on the incident, saying of NBC and ad agents J. Walter Thompson, they were no gentlemen. They let a lady down. That's what was going on in radio here in February of 1938. Now, every Thursday night at 10 o'clock, we turn to NBC Red for the Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, and he has song number 7 this week.
There's a gold mine in the sky far away. We will find it, you and I, some sweet day. There'll be clover just for you down the line, where the skies are always blue, Palomine. Take your time, old mule, I know you're growing lame. But you'll pasture in the stars when we strike that claim. And we'll set up there and watch the world roll by. When we find that long-lost gold mine in the sky, far away, far away, we will find that long-lost gold mine some sweet day. And we'll say hello to friends who said goodbye. When we find that long-lost gold mine in the sky. And we'll say hello to friends who said goodbye. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, far away, far away, the sky.
That's Bing Crosby accompanied by Eddie Dunstetter on the organ and an old western song, There's a Gold Mine in the Sky. That's the 10th straight top 10 record for Bing, with 9 more to come. Of course, Bing wasn't the only musical member of his family. His brother Bob had a very successful orchestra, and he sang once in a while, as he does here on Can I Help It.
Along each thoroughfare, the people stop and stare. I talk to you, but you're not there. Can I help it, sweetheart? I try to sleep, but my dreams are haunted by a million stars that cry. How can I sleep? Your eyes look just that way the day we said goodbye. I tried forgetting you. I tried to hurt you too. But now I find I still love you. Can I help it, sweetheart? Thank you.
George Robert Bob Crosby, singing with his full orchestra in 1939 on Can I Help It. Even more popular than his orchestra was the Dixieland combo, the Bobcats. Bob was the youngest of the seven Crosbys out of Spokane, Washington, 10 years younger than Bing. As we have a tip of the cap to the brothers today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from this weekend in 1938. And some news and notes from our world. The March of Dimes was established by President Roosevelt back on January 3rd. Then on the 28th, the President asked the Congress for increased military spending. If passed, it would be the greatest naval construction program since the Wilson administration. FDR wants two more battleships, two light cruisers, and some small vessels, too. This weekend, the President asked for $8 million for a transcontinental highway system. And it was this weekend 1 year ago when the President lost his magic. He sent to Congress his plan to enlarge the Supreme Court. Things haven't been the same in D.C. since. At the time, the president was fresh off winning re-election, but the court-packing plan launched a huge fight, especially with his own party. In other news, January 27th, the Niagara Bridge at the Falls collapsed due to an ice jam. On January 28th, the first ski tow in America began operation in Vermont. This past week, 11 people were killed in California when two bombers collided during night war games. There'll be no more Buffalo Indian head nickels after February 21st. Treasury Secretary Morgenthau announced that the new design will feature a portrait of Thomas Jefferson and his home Monticello. And from the bookstand, we're reading Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, Northwest Passage from Kenneth Roberts, Ernest Hemingway's To Have and Have Not, How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie, from Dr. Seuss, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. And after first appearing as a short story in the Saturday Evening Post, Stephen Benet's The Devil and Daniel Webster has been published in book form. Some new magazines include Look, Newsweek, Marie Claire, and Woman's Day. And that's what was going on here in early 1938. And back on the countdown this weekend, number six on your hit parade, True Confession. Here's the Larry Clinton Orchestra. Brooklyn-born Larry Clinton, who made his name as a songwriter and prolific arranger for some of the top orchestras. Now he has his own band which is about to become unbelievably successful, thanks to his 20-year-old girl singer from the Bronx, Bee Wayne. She was at the microphone there on True Confession. At number 6 on your hit parade this week in 1938, it would peak at number 3. Well, let's give you a bonus spin from here in January of 87 years gone by. This was new in the record stores from the Casaloma Orchestra. Memories of You. Casaloma Orchestra, led by Glenn Gray. That was Memories of You, featuring the trumpet of Sonny Dunham. He was given the title of the Man from Mars because his range was out of this world. Now, even though Memories of You never made the chart for the Casalomas, it became one of the band's all-time greats. Well, in the spotlight today, we're celebrating the Brothers. Now, none of the members of this quartet are related, but they took on the name the Brothers Four, and here they sing The Green Leaves of Summer.
Sowing the green leaves of summer are calling me home. 'Twas so good to be young then in the season of plenty when the catfish were jumping as high as the sky. A time just for planting, a time just for plowing, a time to be courting a girl of your own. 'Twas so good to be young then, to be close
stand by your wife at the moment of birth. Ooh. A time to be reaping, a time to be sowing, a time just for living, a place for to die. 'Twas so good to be young then, to be close to the earth. Now the green leaves of summer are calling me home. 'Twas so good to be young then, to be close to the earth. Now the green leaves of summer are calling me home. Ooh.
The Green Leaves of Summer from the Brothers Four. Bob Flick, John Payne, Mike Kirkland, and Dick Foley. Now, while they weren't biological brothers, they were frat brothers at Phi Gamma Delta at the University of Washington. The Green Leaves of Summer was written by Paul Francis Webster and Dmitri Tiomkin, and the Brothers Four performed it for the 1960 motion picture The Alamo. And that's going to wrap up hour number one of today's show. We'll take a break and come back with more brothers and more of the hits from this week in 1938 on Seems Like Old Times. Thank you.